Hello everyone, I am Jifeng Li, a graduate student from LSU School of Plant, Environmental and Soil Science. Today my topic is effects of tillage and fertilization on agronomics and nutrient uptake of sweet sorghum. So what's sweet sorghum? Sweet sorghum is a type of sorghum which has the high sugar content. It can be used to produce the molasses like syrup, so or produce some bioproducts, use the whole plants, or produce the ethanol if we only harvest for stock only. So now in America, there are some companies accept the sweet sorghum to produce ethanol. For example, in Louisiana, Lake Charles, the Lacasin syrup mill, or in Florida, the Renergy Incorporated. So, which agronomic trials of sweet sorghum are important? First, the total biomass. The more total biomass, the more bioproducts. Second, the bricks or fermentable solids. The more bricks, the more sugar, and the more fermentable solids, the more ethanol. So the bricks is the dissolved solids in sugar liquid, the percent sugar by mass. The fermentable solids are the solids in extraction juice, which can be fermented. So now some farmers use the conventional tillage, and there are some farmers prefer the no-till system. The no-till system is a monocropping system for sweet sorghum. So it has some advantages. First, the minimum soil disturbance, then the preserve organic matter. So after the minimum disturbance and the preserve organic matter, the money saving. Currently, little is known about the nutrient demand for sweet sorghum or how it is responds agronomically under differing tillage system. Our objectives are first, evaluate the effects of tillage on sweet sorghum agronomics. Second, to determine total uptake and partitioned nutrient content of sweet sorghum. So this is the third year for this study. The field experiments was held at the LSU Ag Center Rice Research Station in Crowley, Louisiana from 2012. The data of 2014 are still running, so today I only show the data of 2012 and 2013. The soil is the Crowley silt soil. These are some details for the soil. So we designed two tillage practices, conventional tillage and the no-till system. The 2012 was a base year. All plots were treated with conventional tillage. So it means the comparison of different two tillage management will begin in the 2013. And two fertilization management practices with or without maintenance. What's the mean of the maintenance? The maintenance means apply the phosphorus and the potassium as basal fertilizers. All plots were treated with nitrogen fertilizer. We have total four treatments. The first, TF, conventional tillage with the maintenance fertilization. The TNF, the conventional tillage without maintenance fertilization. The NTF, no-till system with the maintenance fertilization. Finally, the NTNF, the check with no-till system without maintenance. So we designed the factorial table containing tillage, fertilization, and the interaction between tillage and fertilization. The Duros wheat, the plant variety we chose. So the four sampling parts, We took the sample from the head grain, the stalk, the green leaves, and the brown leaves. So our target parameters are first total biomass, second the fermentable solids with the formula stalk biomass times to bricks times to 0.9. The 0.9 is an empirical constant. So phosphorus and the potassium contents and the distributions. Finally, the phosphorus and the potassium removal rates. So with the formula, the nutrient concentration times to dry matter 1 megagram. The unit is the kilogram per megagram dry matter yield. We use the SAS ANOVA procedure to run all the data. So let me show the results. First, the total biomass. The total biomass comparison between two tillage systems. In the base year 2012, the mean of total biomass was 81.4 megagram per hectare. So in the 2013, let's see the ANOVA table first. The P of the tillage was less than the 0.05. So there was a significant difference between the two tillage management. The red bar is the conventional tillage. The green bar was the no-till system. The bars of the till and the no-till were averages of different fertilization managements respectively. So the fermentable solids between two tillage systems in base year was the 7.3 megagram per hectare. In the 2013, we can see there was a significant difference between the two tillage managements. So the phosphorus content in 2013 and the differing tillage management, so there was no significant difference between the tillage management or between the fertility or between the interactions between tillage and the fertility. So the same, the potassium content in the 2013 and the differing tillage management, so we can see there was a significant difference between the fertility management, but there was no significant difference between the different tillage management. So that's the maintenance fertilization can change the nutrient parts in the plant. So based on two fertilization practices, with maintenance or without maintenance, we pulled over 2 years data. So we can see under the maintenance fertilization management, the potassium percentage in head grain, in stalk, in green leaf were significant difference from the without maintenance fertilization. So based on the maintenance practices, so we want to find the distribution of the phosphorus and the potassium. We pulled over 2 years data. So the pie chart will show the weight means percentage of the phosphorus and the potassium. So we can see more than 50% phosphorus and almost 80% potassium were stored in the stalk. So how about without maintenance fertilization? So we can see the percentages are almost the same. So final, we estimated the phosphorus and the potassium removal rate. The nutrient removal rate is an important consideration for making fertilizers recommendation. So if we only want to harvest for stalk, the removal rate for P2O5 was 1.4 kilogram per megagram, the dry yield. So the K2O's removal rate for stalk was 5.8 kilogram per megagram. If we harvest for whole plants, so the removal rate for P2O5 was 2.7 kilogram per megagram. For K2O was 7.3 kilogram per megagram. So we hypothesis 25 megagram per hectare, the dry yield. So the maintenance fertilization rate for P2O5 was 68 kilogram P2O5 per hectare, and for K2O was 183 kilogram per hectare. So our conclusion, first, based on the experiment, conventional tillage management has a higher total biomass and fermentable solids than the no-till system. This is the first year of the two different management comparison. Second, the maintenance fertilization practice can increase potassium percentage in sweet sorghum's head, stalk, and green leaves. Third, with maintenance fertilization practice, more than 50 phosphorus and 70% potassium are stored in the stalk. Finally, with the maintenance fertilization program for yielding 25 megagram per hectare, the dry yield, 68 kilogram P2O5 per hectare and 183 kilogram K2O per hectare are needed. That's all. Thanks. Thank you very much.
We have about a minute or two for questions.
Okay.
Could you just, I'm not sure if I missed it, but the seeding rate that you used for the sweet sorghum, what was it?
The seeding rate?
Yeah. And the row spacing?
In the low spacing, I think it's exact number, but it's almost similar to the recent farmers use. So it's we want to stimulate the same practice from the farmers. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Any more questions? We still have like a minute for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.